After a decision upholding criminal charges against entertainer Bill Cosby came down last night, it seemed that the case was picking up speed. But as WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports, Cosby's spokesperson says the defense will file an appeal of the Montgomery County judge's ruling.
Late last year, Cosby was charged with sexual assault stemming from an alleged incident at his home in Cheltenham in 2004. Cosby's lawyers had been trying to get the charges against the famous entertainer dismissed. They argued that a former district attorney's promise that he could never be prosecuted is binding. This week, Judge Stephen O'Neill ruled against dropping the charges. Now, publicist Andrew Wyatt says Cosby's attorneys are seeking further delays.
I can't tell you anything. I can just tell you that our attorneys will be appealing the matter.
But appeals usually come at the end, not at the beginning of a trial, says lawyer Brian Kent.
Procedurally, substantively, from every single aspect, this is not your typical case.
Veteran defense lawyer Thomas Bergstrom, who has no connection to the case, says because the question is whether the trial should happen at all, that puts the appeal in a special category.
It's really critical. I mean, if in fact this is a binding agreement, there shouldn't be a trial.
But it will be up to an appeals court to decide if it will revisit that now. Sorting it out could take a month or two. If the Superior Court does decide to hear an appeal from the 78-year-old entertainer, that could take a couple of years. During either window, the criminal trial proceedings scheduled to get underway next month would be paused. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.